Test 1. In the IELTS test, you hear some recordings and you have to answer questions on them. You have time to read the instructions and questions and check your work. All recordings are played only once. The test is in 4 sections. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman discussing lost property at a cinema. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example. This time only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Do you work here at this cinema?
Yes, I do. My name's Angela. Can I help you?
I was here last night watching a film, and I think I dropped my wallet under my seat.
Oh, I don't have the keys for the lost property drawer. I can take some information for you, and I'll get Mr. Smith to call you when he comes in. He's in charge of lost property.
That'll be fine.
So, Smith is the correct answer. Now the full test will begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, as the recording is not played twice. Listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Good morning. Do you work here at this cinema?
Yes, I do. My name's Angela. Can I help you?
I was here last night watching a film, and I think I dropped my wallet under my seat.
Oh, I don't have the keys for the lost property drawer. I can take some information for you, and I'll get Mr. Smith to call you when he comes in. He's in charge of lost property.
That'll be fine.
What's your name?
Peter Simpson. Simpson is spelled S-I-M-P-S-O-N.
And can you let me know your address?
I live at 13 Winchester Road, Alton.
And the postcode?
It's W127RT.
Now, I need a contact telephone number for you.
I'll give you my mobile number, as that'll be more convenient. It's 01743-062-496.
Thanks. Now, what film were you watching?
It was the new Spider-Man movie.
What showing did you see?
It was the one that began at 7:30 p.m.
Do you remember where you were sitting?
Yes, I still have my ticket. Here it is. I was in seat F23. There was only one other person near me in G24, so my wallet shouldn't have been found by another customer.
Thanks.
Before the conversation continues, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, could you give me some details about the content of your wallet?
Well, I had some cash, around £20, I think. Then there were my bank cards, my debit card and credit cards.
Have you cancelled them yet?
Yes, I did that this morning when I realised that my wallet was missing. I don't keep a note of the PIN numbers in my wallet, so the cards should be safe.
Anything else?
My company ID is in there. That's a card that I swipe when I go into work. I usually have my company photocopy card in there as well, but for some reason I left that on my desk.
Okay, I've made a note of that.
Next week I'm coming back to the cinema for another film. I bought the ticket last night, so that is in the wallet too. I'm also going to the theatre, but that ticket is in the glove compartment of my car.
Anything else? We've had people who lost wallets with hotel card keys, library cards, health insurance cards, passports, and lots of other things.
Yes, you're right. I do have my health insurance card in there. I'd forgotten. But that's it.
Right then. Thanks very much, Mr. Simpson. I'm sorry I can't tell you more right now, but I'll give this information to Mr. Smith the moment he gets in, and I'll make sure he calls right away.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.